That's interesting. How do you approach the use of, outside of trial settings, CDK inhibitors in locally advanced breast cancer?
Yeah, so the one patient that I'm doing this on is a locally recurrent breast cancer. So I guess I'm kind of getting away with the non-standard of care approach, which I just mentioned. So that patient, she had her initial cancer 20 years ago. Now she has a local recurrence, but it's inoperable. And it's strongly ERPR positive. She had been on tamoxifen previously. And so the question for us was, she can't have surgery. Do I really want to give her chemotherapy? Should she have radiation? So initially, we talked about radiating her. And then I presented her a tumor board. And when we all kind of started talking to each other, we realized that radiating her and then subjecting her to surgery might be not the best approach. And since she was strongly ERPR positive, we decided to give her endocrine therapy with a CDK4/6 inhibitor. We're going to watch her, every month, every 3 months, we're going to repeat the imaging. And then hopefully in 6 months or so, she'll be a surgical candidate and we can take her to surgery.
So now you got me interested in this case. So did she delay coming in? Is that why it was locally advanced, or was it aggressive, or what did it look like?
It actually did not look as bad. It was a chest wall recurrence that's encasing some of the vessels. So that's really more of why it was inoperable. It wasn't some, mass, exophytic mass that you could see. I think that's what delayed her coming in.
So she had a recurrence 20 years later, and the recurrence was inoperable, and it went into what vessels?
So it was on the PEC, and so I'm told that it was the subclavian vessels that were kind of deeming her inoperable.
Wow. I have to get the follow-up on what happens to her with treatment.
I'm curious as well. This is really my first case of treating a local recurrent disease with CDK4/6 inhibitor, so I'm interested as well.
Wow, yeah. And also, this is critical, this woman's quality of life. It sounds like not a good situation.